The Phoenix Rising Football Club plays a rousing away game against Orange County Soccer Club Saturday night. And, Mark, if you could hear the elated shouts of soccer fans across the state line.
I was listening.
That's because Phoenix Rising won 2-1 after a last-minute save by goalie Carl Rosinski.
Header snapped across, falls in front, the kick is saved by Rosinski, saved on the line, a championship ticket, punched.
Phoenix Rising now headed to the United Soccer League title game, and joining us for a few minutes to talk about that is Aaron Blau, managing editor of Firebird Soccer, which covers all things Phoenix Rising. Aaron, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. So excited to be with you.
So you sound pretty excited. I mean, this sounds like this is obviously a big deal. You're going to your league. This team is going to its league championship game. How surprising or not surprising was this?
Well, Phoenix Rising has a long history here in Arizona, starting as the Phoenix Wolves and then Arizona United. And in those days, we just didn't see a lot of success. This year, we get our very first home playoff game. We get our first home playoff win. We get another home playoff win. Then we have a fantastic road trip to Orange County, where we brought an estimated 1,000 fans to fill their stadium and turn Irvine red. And those fans were able to see live a 2-1 victory, which included an awesome, amazing Didier Drogba goal. And just like you said, a heart-stopping save by Carl Wazinski in stoppage time to finish off the match. So we're so excited for our team. It's a huge payoff for a great investment for a lot of wonderful fans. And I'm looking forward to heading out to Louisville on Wednesday.
Yeah, so the championship game is Thursday night. Obviously, the semifinal game was just on Saturday. Is there any concern about playing such a tight game Saturday and a relatively quick turnaround for the championship game just a few days later?
Well, there's always a concern with that. Typically the games are from 1 week to another week, but every single team does have a short, at least one or two short recovery periods where they play on a Saturday and then play on a following Wednesday. I have full faith in the team. They do a lot of cryotherapy with a cryotherapy partner here in Phoenix. They have a great training staff. They have an incredible stretching regimen. So this team will be ready to play on Thursday night, and it's going to be awesome for everybody in Phoenix to be able to see this team bring a championship home to our city.
Yeah, so just remind us again how new this team is. This is such a young team. They're trying to get into the MLS now. How big a deal is this for them?
Yeah, so Phoenix Rising was rebranded 2 years ago, so this is their second year branded as Phoenix Rising, second year with their stadium that's located on McClintock, just north of Tempe Marketplace, just north of the 202 there. So there's a lot of excitement with that. Along with that rebranding, we have a new ownership group, and that ownership group is pushing very hard to get this team into MLS. MLS is expanding. There is a huge hole here that separates L.A. from the Texas teams. And if MLS wants to fill the map, Phoenix has the demographics that they need in order to place a successful team. Phoenix Rising is planning a 21,000-seat stadium that can either be placed in downtown Phoenix or where our current temporary stadium is on the Indian Reservation. And it is just a fantastic opportunity for this city to showcase yet another professional, top-level professional team.
All right, Aaron, very, very quickly, can you give us a quick scouting report for those of us not familiar with the attributes of the Phoenix Rising and the Louisville club? What are you expecting on Thursday night?
I'm expecting to see a very similar lineup to what we saw before with Didier Drogba. Chris Cortez had a little bit of a knock, some hamstring tightness. He's hopefully going to be back and good to go. If not, then we have another fantastic striker named Kevon Frater, who's going to be freed up in order to play. Louisville is a fantastic team as well. They actually have the Golden Boot winner. Golden Boot, that's the top scorer in the league. His name's Cameron Lancaster. He also had a knock in last week's game. So both Phoenix and Louisville's top scorers are questionable for this match. It's going to make it for a very, very interesting playoff game.
All right. That's Aaron Blau, managing editor of Firebird Soccer. Aaron, thanks a lot for your time, and go Rising on Thursday night.
Thanks a lot. Uprising.